I guess.
Hey, Jack, with Nico, is it related to the concussion?
Oh, yeah.
So he had cleared, though.
He cleared. Yep. He cleared and, had some symptoms reoccur. So we're just going to err on the side of caution, leave him here, let things settle down.
With going to IR and you guys adding a defensive back, two other defensive linemen banged up, are you concerned about the depth there in the rotation?
Always concerned, whenever you can't have all your guys go, but we're next man up mentality and we'll have a rotation ready to roll.
Lots have been made about Latavius taking the bye week to get help, but you also get Tyron back. How big is that just to have him back there, the speed and the different set that you can bring to the offense?
Yeah, well, he's a good football player. We're glad to have him back. He's had a good week of practice.
Will he be returning kicks?
We'll see how it goes.
Do you have enough line depth without dipping into your practice squad?
We'll see how that goes, too.
Take a look at the Chargers offense. They have seven players that have 10 or more catches so far this season. Are they comparable to any other team you've played so far with that many weapons on offense?
Well, I don't spend a lot of time looking at it that way. I think, it's obviously a challenge to go up against a team that's moving the ball the way they are. And we're geared up, had a good week of practice, and looking forward to competition.
Is Keenan the same receiver you saw coming into college or coming into the NFL, or is he really taking his game to a whole level?
Well, I think he's established himself as a real talent at the wide receiver position. When guys come into the league, they're all prospects, and you look at the college tape, he was really good in college. So it's not totally surprising, but not everybody works out the way he has. I mean, he's worked out, really good player, fits perfectly in their system.
Is there an area where you think that Mario Edwards has made real progress since you've gotten?
Well, we've been talking about Mario. He's getting better and better. He's earned more playing time, and now he's going to get a lot more playing time.
Eric Weddle being out, that's an all-pro, pro bowler. With him not being there, does that change your maybe mindset without getting into specifics?
Yeah, I haven't seen the official out. I haven't seen that declaration yet from them. So we're preparing for their best. We're aware of who the guys will be in case he doesn't go or someone else doesn't go. But we're prepared for their scheme.
What makes them so good on third down on defense? They only allow about 33%. Conversion rate. What makes them good on third down?
Yeah, they've done a good job mixing coverages and pressures and being disruptive. So, they offensively they possess the ball a lot, so they're getting fewer opportunities on defense. They're doing a good job, getting them off the field when they do.
What's the key to getting pressure on a quarterback that has such a quick release and gets the ball out fast?
What's the what now?
What is the key to getting your guys?
Well, again, like when you're talking about disrupting the quarterback, it's defense is a team game, so it comes down to him having to reload because his first look isn't there.
Okay.
And if he has his first look, he's going to take it. He'll get it out as quick as anybody.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.